You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the everyday experiences I encounter in my life and how to use experiences like that to drive momentum and forward progress in our lives. Time. The one resource that we can't get back, no matter how hard we try, how much we work. That's what I want to talk about this week. I want to talk about time and how to use that precious, precious resource in a way that drives the best results that we can possibly get. And we stop wasting so much of it on all of the things that don't matter. And I want to talk about it this week because it's something that I personally struggle with oftentimes, is using my time effectively. And for me, it's not because I don't know the right things to do. It's not because I don't want to do the right things or because I'm intentionally trying to be a bad steward of my time and use it for things that are meaningless or not good. But it's something that I sometimes do struggle with when I think about how I use that time. And often it's because I'm trying so hard to get it right that I find myself delaying or holding back from doing the things that I know that I should do because I want it to be perfect. I need it to be thought out. I need to be so complete in everything that I do that it ends up holding me back and sometimes stopping me from doing the things that I know that I ought to do. And so that's what I want to talk about just today is that no matter how much time you think that you have and how close you think that you're getting to where you want to be, don't forget to monitor and measure your time. My podcast that we're listening to today or that I'm talking to you on is Moments into Momentum, and it's because those moments are the important, the critical thing in every day that we have to take advantage of those moments, because moments turn into minutes and minutes turn into hours and hours turn into days. And it's so easy to leave that time behind and not think about it, where we're doing things that sometimes even make sense, sometimes are even technically good uses of time compared to total wastes, but they still are holding us back from accomplishing our highest and truest objective. And so I've been spending a lot of time and energy thinking about it and working on making myself better at executing with my time, at taking advantage of what's in front of me and spending less time trying to get it perfect. Because if all of my time is spent trying to get it perfect before I even get it started, then I'm never going to make any real progress other than in my mind. It will help me feel like I'm doing something. It will take away that sense of urgency in my mind because my conscious believes that I'm doing something, that I'm taking action, that I'm doing something unique and meaningful and making progress towards the goals that I want to accomplish. And I can see them so clearly. I know what is in front of me and I know what I'm looking for and looking to do. And I know, generally speaking, what it takes to get there. And I still sometimes find myself at the end of a day or the end of a week looking back at how much have I done to get there. What's the work that I've done, the steps that I've taken to accomplish those goals? And sometimes I go back and I look through my notes that I take in the morning and I look back on what I've thought about and I realize that that's all that I've done is I've thought. I've used this great incredible capability that's been given to me by the universe to do something meaningful with my life. And what I've done is I've thought about it. And that's another thing that's just so incredible about our minds, is that we can use thought as a proxy for action. And sometimes we use that in a way that actually holds us back from accomplishing what we want to do. Instead of envisioning the life that we want and focusing our minds on accomplishing those goals and keeping that fresh and clean in my mind, that sometimes I instead spend that time thinking about what are the actions that I ought to be taking that will get me closer to my goal. And I'll think about what those actions should look like so much that I can even convince my mind, my conscious mind, that I have done things, that I have taken action just by thinking about it. And that can sometimes just holds me back, and it makes me crazy with myself when I find myself in those situations that I start to realize that, wow, I have not taken those actions. I've delayed and deferred, and I've used time that I can never get back just thinking about the things that I want to accomplish instead of doing things and taking action that will get me a little bit closer to it. And I don't know what your time use is or what the things are that come up in your life that drive you to away from the things that you want to be doing or you really need to be accomplishing in your life. But I had this realization when I was talking with a friend of mine earlier this week, and he mentioned something about how he's got so much going on with his family and with sports and all these things that his kids are into, that he doesn't have any time left for himself, that whatever's left over, he doesn't have energy to do the things that he wants to do. And it was so easy for me to see when somebody else said it, that you can't just leave the leftovers for yourself. You can't get your goals accomplished with only leftovers. But I didn't even realize for myself that I was doing the same thing, just in a different way, because I was using my time to do things that didn't drive me towards my ultimate goal, towards my ultimate success. I was doing things that, sure, they were interesting thought projects, and it was fun to think through and write down notes and do these things, but I didn't actually do anything. And I realized now, or very shortly after, that, hey, that was great advice that you just gave to your friend, Mike, to tell him not to just live off of the leftovers. And here you are trying to live your dream off the leftovers of time that you leave for yourself or you don't leave for yourself. I spend a ton of time working on my job and working on my relationship and working on business ideas and reading and exercising and trying to eat well and all of these personal development things. And those are good. That's a good use of time. That's a positive outcome for sure. But when I think about what my dreams are and what my real long-term goals are, I sometimes spend my time and I just think through them. And I think about, what do I need to accomplish? What step comes next? What will be the step after that and the step after that? And at some point, I get 28 steps down the road and I haven't ever even taken the first one. I build out great and exciting and very achievable plans that all I need to do is execute on. And then I find an error somewhere in my planning process. And I go back and I rethink through that one until, oh, there's the alternate. There's the way that I can avoid this pitfall. There's the way that I can work through this without encountering that challenge that I thought of. But, oh, wait, now I have a new challenge in the next step. What's the thing that I need to accomplish there? How can I avoid these pitfalls? And instead of doing the work and getting there and then working through the pitfalls and thinking about the how to solve them as I go, I just spend the time on my couch or in my office chair just writing notes and pondering the greater meanings of life and pondering what challenges I'm going to encounter and all the things that I need to prepare for that are going to stop me from achieving my goal. Meanwhile, I'm not taking any steps towards achieving my goal. And then I get to the end of a day or a week and I just feel so frustrated with myself for not taking those steps, for spending so much of my time just trying to find all the things that are wrong. And it's great, I think, that I am thoughtful and that's how I approach life, and that's something that I never want to go away as part of myself. But I also need to get better at taking action. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today is if you're in a place in your life where you can see what you want to accomplish, you know what that looks like in your mind, you can feel it inside of you, you know with all of your being what your next step or your future goal looks like, and you spend time doing things that prevent you from doing that, even if they're good things, that this time is time that you can never earn back. No matter how well you achieve anything, you accomplish anything, no matter how completely you do the things that you think that you need to do along the way, this is time that you can't earn back. And this is time that you need to be putting into the thing that you know is your goal and your dream and your passion, and it has to start now. And I know that because that's where I am too. I know what I need to do, and I know that I need to take those steps and take action. And I feel the frustration and the delay that that's building in my life. And I know that I'm missing opportunities with every minute, every moment that I spend doing things that don't get me closer to my goals, closer to my dreams, actually accomplishing the things that I want to do or need to do to get there, that I don't have to be perfect in my action. And you don't have to be perfect in your action. You have to be active for it to be action. And that's my challenge to you, challenge to me, my encouragement, my discussion for this week is be active, do those things that you know that you need to do, even if you don't have it perfect, even if it doesn't feel like there's time, don't live off of the leftovers of time in your life. Force yourself to do something, take one action, just a small action, use it as a moment to turn into your momentum for this week, for this day, for this hour. Just find something that you create that time for yourself to take that one step, that one moment closer, and don't waste any more time. Work with me this week to stop wasting time on things that push us away from our dreams by causing us to procrastinate doing the things that we know that we need to do. Thanks for tuning into my podcast this week. I appreciate you listening. If you liked what you heard, please check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. This time is important. This time is critical. Use it to the best of your ability and get something done with every minute that you can. Thanks a lot and have a great week.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.